T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It's win or go home for the Yankees tonight as they try to stay alive in Game 6 of their American League Championship Series against the Astros. The Yankees will be playing tonight without one of their stalwarts. Pitcher C.C. Sabathia was planning on retiring, but now a dislocated joint in his pitching shoulder has ended his season and likely his career earlier than expected. Here's WCBS's Peter Haskell.
As he's aged, Sabathia has struggled with injuries. He trudged off the mound in Game 4 with a damaged shoulder. That marked the end. Ken Armitage of Ramsey is disappointed.
Sad to see him go out that way. But it was a great career, and happy for him that he finished the Yankee and be looking to go in the Hall of Fame.
Bill Doherty will never forget Sabathia's first year in 2009.
So he was a huge part of, they won the World Series, and the next year they were pretty good, so he's going to be missed. He's a great leader.
Others rave about the 39-year-old's philanthropic efforts. At Yankee Stadium, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Three people are dead in Harlem in what appears to be a murder-suicide. The issue? An argument over noise. WCBS's Mike Sugarman reports.
At the scene, a brownstone Harlem block, West 131st Street, cops detailed the cold facts.
The responding officers made entry to the location and discovered a 78-year-old male lying on the first floor hallway with a gunshot wound to the head.
Deputy Police Chief Martin Matarazzo.
The officers then heard an unknown male yelling from inside the apartment, 1A, come and get it.
The backstory, neighbors tell, is that the man yelling, Bruce Anderson, had been battling the dead man and his significant other for years over noise, which neighbors tell CBS2 they could never understand.
She was in her 60s and he was in his 70s. So how much noise did they make?
He just snapped, said another neighbor. The dead couple, Hampton Smith and Yvette Rivera, were both shot in the head after Anderson had yelled to police. They found him dead in his apartment with what they call a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He had also started a fire, to which firefighters responded. Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police have arrested a man for a bank holdup in the Flatiron District who they say had already robbed 6 other banks and had been released pending his sentencing for those robberies. The Daily News reports 32-year-old Helan Spencer admitted to targeting banks on Canal Street, 6th Avenue, and Penn Plaza, and that was just on Tuesday. Reportedly, he used the money to feed a drug addiction. A Manhattan judge eventually released him after earlier arrests to enroll in a drug program, which he never completed. Police found a corpse in a wooded part of the Bronx late last night. The body was found wrapped in a blanket at Sedgwick Avenue and West 183rd Street in the University Heights section. Police say only the head was sticking out. We don't know at this point if the victim is a man or woman. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death, and no arrests have yet been made. And some of the folks in the northern suburbs woke up with frost on their windows this morning. A little bit of nip in the air today, Bob Smirbeck.
That's right, John. It was pretty chilly this morning. Now, when we look off to the horizon to the south and southwest, there's some high clouds coming up, and those clouds are going to come in as the night goes on, so temperatures won't get as cold as they were last night. A low temperature of 46 in the city, still some mid to upper 30s in the coldest suburbs. For tomorrow, turning out cloudy, some rain likely during the afternoon and evening hours, a high near 60. Later tomorrow night, clouds breaking, low 51. Some sunshine on Monday, high 66. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with occasional rain, a high temperature of 65. Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, high 63. Some sunshine Thursday, high 64. Right now, it's mostly sunny. Temperatures range from 58 in Jamaica to 62 in Teterboro. In Central Park, it's 60 going down to 46.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.